Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, presented by the Men's Clinic on Sports Radio 610.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
All right, Paul Gallant, John Lopez here in the Loop. Listen, I'm going to start with this one because I think it's very important for our station. This is an important confession for our station. All right, so Paul, give me your interpretation of this. If I invited someone to a get-together at my house, okay? And as the get-together is getting rolling, I get this text from that person. Feel free to jump in on this too, Colin. What does it tell you? This is the text I got back on Saturday as we're in the midst of our tamale party, our annual tamale party. Quote, caught some kind of stomach bug last night. Guessing food. But in case it's something else, I'm staying away from people today. Appreciate the invite. How would you read that?
So this text was given to you in the midst of the party.
Well, early on, but yeah, you know.
But the party had already started.
Yeah, I invited this person. Caught some kind of stomach bug last night. Guessing food, but in case something else. It's something else. I'm staying away from people today. Appreciate
the way you're asking it. I don't know if you believe this person. I like to take people at their word when it comes to stuff like this. Generally, the best excuse to use is kids, because there's never any questioning kids when it comes to not being able to make plans. Mm-hmm. But I, depending on the person, would raise an eyebrow. Do you have any more details here, sir?
I do have some more details.
Oh.
I do have some more details. What if this person was healthy as a horse the next day during the Texans pregame show and throughout the Texans game and in the postgame?
Well, sometimes food poisoning bugs only last 24 hours. Well,
this was less. And what if that person's name is, I don't know, Sean Pendergast?
Oh, damn. And listen, he's very convenient that they had the 6-8 show today, because he doesn't even have to see you. And I was sitting between you and Sean at the Texans game.
How did he look to you?
He looked healthy.
Did he mention anything about a stomach bug?
He did not mention anything about a stomach bug. He was totally fine sitting next to me. I didn't want to have mud butt in the midst of a Texans game. Catch that?
But he's staying away from people.
Super as opposed, Sean.
Except for, you know, the 70,000.
Yeah. Oh. So we're doing this on the crosstalk tomorrow. So do you think Sean has a confession to make?
I think Sean has a confession to make tomorrow. No, I'm just messing around with him. I actually brought him some tamales anyway because he's a big fan. But I was like, so you're here. You know how people, it's you.
That is generally, if I make plans, mm-hmm. I'm very big about, I stick to the plans no matter what, and mm-hmm. I don't shake out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Some people in my friend group believe I'm a better dealer, and it mm-hmm. actually is an insult to me.
Yeah.
Because, no, if you ask me to do something, it does not matter if something gets asked afterwards, I will commit to that plan. That is a generally very weak excuse. If I'm trying to find my way out of something, yeah. Like I'm blaming a dead person.
Text board is going nuts.
My dead Uncle Olaf.
What a POS. Colin, what's your take on this?
So the text itself, I heard the text. There was something going on in yeah. here, but I don't know. There, context-wise, there is something going around currently.
Oh, boy, oh, brother.
Okay, but stomach bug.
And he's fully healthy the next day.
That happens sometimes. I had that before where I felt like absolute crap mm-hmm, one day because mm-hmm. of that. And then the next day I'm like, up and going.
A texter said, did he tweet about his usual breakfast Sunday morning?
That's a great thing to look for.
That's a great question.
All right, we can probably figure that out in a little bit.
We can do some investigating.
I will. Real briefly, one time I was doing a night show with Ted Johnson. And in the middle of a segment, after having something at a certain restaurant that's in the nearby area that I'm not sure if they endorse or if we're a sponsor of them, I felt very ill at about 10:20. Adam Spillane can confirm this.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got up in the middle of the segment and I said, excuse me, Ted. Walked over to the trash can and just
I remember hearing about that.
And then I had the chills and the shivers. And the next day I felt completely fine. So it does happen from time to time.
No, I've talked about it here. I mean, at my son's engagement party, my middle son's engagement party, I got there, ate something. Less than an hour later, I was like, we got to go.
Oh,
we got to go.
Nothing worse.
It does happen. I just thought it would be funny to bring that up. Especially
I love it.
When I see him down there, I'm like, oh, you look pretty good. Look pretty good.
This is my confession. I'm going to be a terrible father if I have a child, boy or girl, who plays sports. Oh. Not because I'll complain at the referees. Mm-hmm. Because I think refs have a really hard job, and I feel bad for people that volunteer to be referees at the high school level and at lower levels. I think parents are getting a little bit out of control. My issue is that I can't keep my mouth shut when I'm watching sporting events. You know, this is my job.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like everyone's got to know
my
opinion.
You're always on.
Right. And
yeah.
I was watching the Pecan Bowl, which mm-hmm. is this flag football tournament that takes place over on the west side of town. It's a very fun game. There's family and friends watching, people that are about my age playing flag football against one another. And while I was watching this game,
mm-hmm.
wanting to be out on the field, number one, because I'm a psycho flag football lover that thinks he's like Ed Reed. But two, there was a guy that was having a rough game.
Oh,
a
boy.
Really
you brought it?
Game.
Yeah.
And he kept on dropping passes and making bad play after bad play. And I was, this guy sucks. I'm just saying this. And then about 20 minutes in, I get a nudge from somebody next to me, mm-hmm. the people that I was at the game with, and they're like, that's his wife sitting right in front of me. Right in front of me. And
she
listen,
was about to turn and just go full DK Metcalf on
deservedly,
you.
Deservedly,
yeah.
But you know what? Yeah. She didn't, and it might have been because she thought her husband sucked in this game as well. Whatever the case, I feel bad, and I realize that this is something I got to work on because mm-hmm. it's one thing when, you know, it's professionals and I'm doing this for work. It's another thing when you're around people who maybe don't take flag football as psychotically seriously as you do. I should have kept my mouth shut. And apologies to that poor guy on the field who had a rough day, and apologies to that man's significant
But that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be a bad dad. You know, it. I mean, maybe it does.
I don't know. John, I watched my cousin play in a Strake high school, JV high school football game mm-hmm. back in like 2012. Strake is losing at the end. They're playing some other school, and this other school decides with less than a minute to go, despite winning, to throw a pass, and Strake pick sixed it.
Mm-hmm.
And the entire time, I'm just like, what an idiot that other coach is. What a dumb bleep, 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 bleep. Again, family-friendly area.
Yeah.
I can't help myself.
Mm-hmm.
I got to figure out a way to shut up.
Not here, though.
Not here.
Not here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, so quick update from Sean Pendergast himself, who's not even hiding it anymore. Like, yeah, we couldn't go. We weren't feeling it. He didn't say that, but he did send a picture of his tweet, his usual breakfast tweet. And by the way,
big ol' omelet.
If you had a little stomach bug, would you have a giant omelet with hot sauce?
No.
Wait, there's more. Fruit bowl, two pieces of toast with butter, coffee, juice, and a plate of bacon.
Whoa.
I give him credit. He's owning it.
The toast would work.
Oh, no. He is owning it. He says, next time I'll have you come sit on my lap while I bleep. I don't know.
I'll pass on that.
I don't know what's true, what's not. I thought it was worthy of a confession, as is this one. Just last week, I believe it was even Friday. It might have been Thursday, but I believe it was even Friday. There was something really cool on the old internet. On the old social media platforms, and this was my confession. It was like, just when you feel like you need to ditch, just when you think that it's a hellscape, that social media is an absolute horrible abyss. Somebody posts something that's really cool, and this I forget what exactly it was, but it was just really cool and informative and cool to see on Twitter, and I'm like, somebody does this. Well, now I'm back to it's a complete abyss. I'm back to it's a hellscape. Did you see what happened to our friend Jane Slater?
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Jane Slater. And we really need to say we're kidding quickly.
Very kidding.
Very much kidding. Because there was a social media platform, I believe it was called. I am going to mention their name because you need to be alert to this. A Facebook account by the name of Star Nation that completely fabricated a report on Saturday that suggested that Jane Slater, who we've known for years, she's awesome, she's on the NFL Network, primarily covers the Dallas Cowboys, had died, quote, after a tragic domestic violence incident.
Oh, my God.
These people, this is the third time I've said this today, which might be a record, need to go straight to hell. Straight to hell. Jane has family that maybe is out of town, out of the country. They just came across this. It started to make... I hate these people so much. It's just unbelievable that what makes your mind even want to go there? You know,
there's a part of me that wonders if this was something generated by artificial intelligence.
Maybe.
Because if you go on, in particular,
doesn't make
Facebook,
it better.
Facebook has the wildest Texans Astros stories that you will ever see. Mm-hmm. And it makes me not go on the app at all. I only go on Facebook to check if it's someone's birthday. Yeah. I legitimately do not go on it for anything other than that.
You're one of those people where you only remember someone's birthday because of Facebook.
Yeah. Yes, I do. I do.
But the thing is, you mentioned those. I see those all the time too. And people actually eat that up.
They eat it up.
And that's the problem.
There'll be one person that's like, this is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people, John, to what you're saying, don't. I mean, we could do a social experiment now.
We're not.
I'm on board.
We're not.
You could just post
I'm going to cover my ears.
Post a black and white photo of somebody and just say, damn. And see what happens. Just see what happens.
Yeah.
You
know what's going to happen.
You know exactly.
You know exactly what's going to happen. This, I just, I, And I can't go back. I can't get over, like, what would possess anyone? And maybe it's AI, but what would possess anyone, like, just to get, like, literally just to get clicks?
Part of it's clicks, but some people are trolls. And
they're just horrible human beings.
I agree. When it comes to this is probably where you draw the line. But when has there ever been a line on the internet?
Yeah.
Especially now that it's overrun by artificial intelligence slop.
These are my confessions.
Okay. I got one more.
Mm-hmm.
I got one more.
Wow, this is going to be good.
Yes, you can already tell.
This is going to be good.
I am very nervous that I'm not going to be able to get my Christmas cards out in time.
Who cares?
Yeah, but I sent them in May. Usually I send them out in May, and I feel like every single year, I know, John.
What?
I procrastinate so much. I procrastinate so much, and I'm scared I'm going to do it again.
You got to explain this. What do you mean May?
Like, sometimes I'll send out my cards. I'll finally sit down and do all my Christmas cards in May. And then I send them out in May.
You've got a very big problem.
Finally. I know.
Yeah.
He said finally in that sentence, by the way.
Yeah.
Well, here's the bigger problem is that my girlfriend, who I love, she's the best, has sent Christmas cards out already. They have reached everybody. People are sending me texts like, tell your girlfriend thank you for the really kind note.
Why didn't you just sign them? Just to say, I'll take those.
Dude, I don't know. I'm like legitimately having anxiety about this. I want to get these out in time. This was like,
you screwed up. No, go back a step.
What?
You should have just said, let me sign it too.
Yeah, I know, but I got to do them on my own.
Isn't your relationship to, you're Facebook official, right?
Social
media official?
We are social media official, yes.
Sign the damn card and yeah, boom, problem solved.
But I feel like I have to write a handwritten note out to every single person that I send the cards out to.
Yeah.
See, that's the problem.
You're going a long way.
But I'll do it in May and June. This is what I've done the last couple of years. And people are like, oh, there's procrastinating dumbass Paul again.
Dude. I'm kind
of
looking forward to getting a Christmas card in May. That'll be sweet.
Me and John like simultaneously just turned heads like, huh?
Even if you get them out this week, today, let's say, promise me you'll send me one in May.
I will. Do you want a 2024 card too?
Oh, God, yes.
I haven't sent those out either, and I'm sending my 2024 cards out with the 2025.
I want a 2024 card in May.
Okay, I got
signed
it.
by Paul.
Good to do a show with you, bro. All right, that is lunchtime.
Looking forward to 97.5.
Oh, God. Calling in for Figgy. I'm John. He's John. I'm Paul sitting in for Reggie. You're in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Reaction Monday. Texans are 10-5.
They don't listen.
A 23-21 win. Can anyone listen? Over the Las Vegas Raiders yesterday. You want to weigh in on that? You know how to do it. Stay put.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.